When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get back to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, man. Lots of folks want to talk. Let's start with Jeremy, 916-909-1320. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, what's good, guys? First off, happy holidays.
Thanks, Jeremy. Let's go to Cy. Cy, what's going on, man?
How you guys doing?
Good, brother.
So, I have a few things I want to touch on. First, let me just say I love DeMar DeRozan. I'm very happy we got him. I do not think we should trade him. Nothing's his fault. And I think with what we have, the offense should be going through mainly Fox and DeRozan, same way they dominated at Phoenix. I don't know why we don't go through them more. There's no reason they can't carry the offense. I don't think that if we don't go through Fox and DeRozan consistently, I don't think the team can be better than it is. I was never a big fan of getting Sabonis, even though I like him, but I don't think he's worth the money he makes. I think he makes too much. I don't think he'll have enough money for the rest of the roster. So I'm happy with Fox, DeRozan, and Monk, and I think the rest of the team should be available to be moved.
Okay.
I can't get mad at anything like that. I mean, with what we've seen this past week, it's all there. It's all there.
916-909-1320. What's going on, Ash?
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know, first-time caller, long-time listener. I listen to you guys every day while I'm at work.
Appreciate you,
Maya.
With that being said, I know you guys get paid to talk about the team. I'm not going to act like I know how to fix it, but I just want to let you know that my girlfriend, she's just now getting into basketball for the first time, so I wanted to show her my favorite team.
Yep.
And I had to explain to her we missed the playoffs for 16 years, or 17, and we got back there, and the first year she's watching, I have to explain, yeah, we stink again. You're not supposed to do this. This is not how we go. Happy holidays, guys.
So, yeah.
Hey, man, appreciate
Merry Christmas.
You, dog.
Sorry about that, Ash.
You know, sometimes the person, and I'm not even going to just, like, put it just on, like, women or anything like that, but the person that doesn't follow the game so much sees it clear. There's plenty of conversations that I've had with people that know what's going on, but they're not like reading every article and you're so entrenched into it. And they're like, well, this is not working. And it's because of this, or it's because of that person, or this is a simple fix, or we got to stop turning ourselves into a pretzel trying to figure out why it's not. It's simple. That person ain't it. It's like, well, you might just be right. Like, I can't tell you what Horn's action is, but I can tell you that's not working. And sometimes it's as simple as that.
Let's get TC in here, 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening, bro?
Man, Kenny D-Lo, what's up, man?
TC, what's up, man?
Man, listen, bro. Super A. I'm super livid. Listen, the question that we need to really ask ourselves, it's only two moves. It's not three moves. Mike Brown ain't going nowhere, in my opinion, bro. The two moves to be made is, which one are we moving off of? Keegan or number five, bro? Simple as that. We need a big man to put next to Sabonis. That's why we go get that first round pick, one of them picks, and go get that boy from the center from Duke, Sedan, the 7'2" dude. I've been watching film on him. I got to do some more research. Look at him, Kenny. Dude, it'd be perfect for us. Malik can do everything that Fox is doing, bro. If we get ready to move on from this dude, he's not a leader. He's not a leader of men. He's too laid back. We've been here 8 years with this cat, bro. It's not gonna get no better. That's the question, D'Lo and Kenny. Which one are we moving off of? Keegan or Fox? That's it, bro. I'm gone.
I hear you, TC. I'm gone. I hear you, TC.
Kenny, go. We've lost it. Kenny, go watch the kid at Duke.
I've seen him. He can play.
This is where we are. Play.
Here's the beautiful.
And we're talking about moving on from Keegan or De'Aaron. Like, they're even remotely in the same category.
Hey, there's that.
Yeah, I've seen way too many build around Keegan takes the last few days.
Like, what?
Keegan is barely
build around Keegan.
Keegan's barely a fourth guy right now.
Yeah, let's stop.
What are you talking about?
Barely a fifth guy.
Yeah, you asked the question, who's the fifth or sixth guy? I want to answer that. But here's the beauty, real quick. Here's the beauty thing about what TC said about going to get the guy from Duke or whatever and trading so you can get him in a draft. You might not need to trade. you might just be there. You might just be there to draft him. Wouldn't have to give up anybody. That's the way this team is playing right now. Hell, you might be there to get Dylan Harper. You'll be there. You can get whoever you want. You asked before we went to the break, who's the fifth or sixth option?
Is that who's the fifth and sixth guys? Because I think the point with maybe like they should be better with the top six that they have.
Well, you don't have a six, and fifth is Keegan.
Well, no, but that's the thing. Kevin Herter's not trash.
He's not trash, but he's not good.
Yeah.
No, he's not playing. But that's what I mean. Keegan Murray's not trash, but he's playing like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kevin Herter, the basketball player, is better than what we're watching. Mm-hmm. How good is he? I don't know, but he's not as bad as what we're watching.
But my point is just how.
Neither is Keegan.
My point is just with how they're playing. Like, this is what they are. You can't get anything more because this is what Kevin Herter is. We're still waiting for Kevin Herter to return to what he was. Beam Team 1. He's not.
No, I'm just looking for something in the middle.
And he's not good. And the whole point is, like, that's where, like, Monty needs to, like, make moves. It's not Mike Brown, fix it. It's not De'Aaron Fox, fix it. It's get these guys out of here. I don't know about Keegan. You let him figure out because he's still young, fourth pick, whatever. You got business is business. But you got to get other guys in here. Kevin's not coming to fix this. Kevin's not. He's not.
Well, then,
and so whoever else on the bench.
So then my question to you, Jesse, if whatever Marks is in Brooklyn, why do I want him then? If he ain't no good, why do I want him?
That's Monty's fault because he waited too long and this blew up in his face.
He's not even an expiring deal.
That's fine.
Why would I want Kevin Herter?
Then we all...
Goodbye. Get off the phone. Well, I don't need to talk to you.
Then we all look at Monty McNair because he waited too long and it blew up in his face. Now this guy's got no value and the team's cooked.
Well, there is one good thing to being a dysfunctional organization is that I think some people will look at the players and go, yeah, it's because Mike doesn't know what he's doing. He'll be better here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the one good thing about carrying the weight of being the Sacramento Kings is they'll look at certain players and go, there are people looking at Keegan right now. That kid could be a star, but man, they don't know what they're doing. I don't know who's saying it, but one of the 29 other teams are.
That ain't LeBron and the Lakers.
That's definitely not
all these guys. Like these guys.
LeBron and the Lakers are looking at one player on Sacramento.
Mm.
Just one.
They ain't even ran through him. He didn't do nothing. You know, one of the
teams, I can't run through you if you're on my team.
This is true. You could be the little homie. Mm-hmm. You could be the little homie. That's all good.
Well, I can hand the reins to you
when
I leave.
Well, you're not franchised. You could be the little homie, though. That's the way you look. Like, I ain't coming here to be friends. I got AD and all these. I got some dogs. Like, you ain't going to
be the perfect. Might be the perfect role for him.
Yeah, might be. But look, you look at, you know, a guy like Fox, and when I talk about standing up and not being a pushover and not being soft, one of the proudest moments we've ever had in this city one of the proudest moments we've ever had in this city. Second quarter, game four of the first round series against the Warriors. And Draymond knocks Keegan on his ass. Like he should, because it's the playoffs. And who was there to say, no, we're not doing that? And called him every name he felt he needed to call him. De'Aaron Fox was right there saying, no, Draymond, I don't care if we on the same, if we clutch and all this other, and we supposed to be boys. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. And he let him know about it. Where was that on Saturday?
Mm.
When LeBron was running roughshod over everybody, yelling at poor damn Isaac Jones for no damn reason.
Well, I think I have an answer to that. Mm. Draymond's his boy. It's fake toughness.
Who's LeBron? LeBron hired him indirectly.
Well, I don't know if they're boys or not, just because he's with his agency. But Draymond and De'Aaron were talking about it on the podcast. it was for show. Like, and I credit Fox for it, but he wasn't stepping to him. He ain't gonna step to the king.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't a player on this roster going to step to LeBron James or anybody for
maybe
that matter.
One.
Well, Trey Lyles, he just might.
Trey, but no, I'm thinking Jay Crowder.
By the throat.
Drake Crowder has. Well, but he can't get off the bench for whatever reason on this soft-ass team. The one guy that'll step. The guy was off the plane and had a Kings jersey for 10 seconds and is up here talking crazy to Julius Randle.
Bro was in street clothes at shoot-around and played in that game. And Mike was just like, okay, thanks, pal. Grab a seat at the end of the bench.
And came in talking about this is our city and talking crazy to Julius Randle. And we got a guy coming into your arena running all over you, cursing out your damn Dream League rookie, and don't nobody do nothing.
Let's get our – sorry to use an inside term here. Let's get the clock back on track because we got Trista at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, let's get to Troy, and then we'll get to whatever you said we were going to do on the other side, because I can't remember what it was. Elk Grove Kia either. Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Troy?
What's going on with you, fellas?
What's up, Troy, man? We getting through it, man. We getting through it. Getting it out the way so we can have a good Christmas. That's what we're doing.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, thanks to my bikers, I can wear some purple with pride, you know? But
there you go.
Hey, well, look, they got a shot. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie to you, Troy. They got a shot now. Now that Detroit can't defend.
KC just over there watching highlights like we're not doing a show.
Why is this volume?
I'm sorry, Troy. Go ahead.
It's time for the $5 tickets, Uncle Beck. I'm sorry. I'm only paying for the part that's on the floor, man. It's time for the Coca-Cola can to the game, all that stuff. That's good. It's $5 ticket time.
Bring your Coca-Cola cans to the game to get $5 tickets.
That's a deep cut right there. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Appreciate you, Troy.
That's a throwback, man. That's a throwback.
They used to do the read 10 books or whatever, and you get some tickets to Modesto A's. Maybe we do that for the Kings.
Do that, man. While we're at,
we ain't that far.
Look, let's reopen Incredible Universe. Let's do it.
Devin Carter out here signing autographs because Lord knows he's got nothing else to do. Hell, send money out there to sign autographs. He ain't doing anything. Hey, come meet the tag team champions, Monty and Wes.
At Incredible Universe.
Are we at the point where the jersey giveaway is a bad sign for who's getting traded? I think there's always the Marvin Bagley story where they were giving his jersey away.
Right,
I don't
before
think
he got
yeah,
traded.
Yeah, I think he refused to go in that game, too.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. That was an impactful game because they did that. He refused to go in the game, and that's where you got a text from my mom. That was the same game.
Oh, this idiot? That one? Yeah. Yeah. That was tough.
Boy, oh boy. Man, this was an awful week.
Vibes are lower than when Alvin Gentry said they won't quit.
Well,
we knew that team stunk.
That's what I'm saying.
It didn't matter.
Like,
this team wasn't supposed to be bad.
This feels worse.
Also, where was Alvin last night? Because you know what? Poor Alvin couldn't say, yeah, we're not going to quit because he watched that team quit just like we all did.
Well,
16,000 people leaving the Golden 1 Center in disgust.
Disgust.
This team cannot function around Christmas time.
They can't function at the Golden One Center.
Can't function at all.
No, I was gonna let me find it, because the alarms went off in my mind when I saw this, and it was Saturday. I was on my way to the game, and where is it at? I'm almost there. There we go. Saturday, on my way to the game, checking my Twitter feed. It was 1:29 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy Matt George tweets out, Sacramento Kings head coach Mike Brown, quote, "There's no quit in anybody in this locker room or anybody in this organization."
Okay, I wasn't sure if I misremembered that.
They quit, and he knew it. I ain't talking about last night. I'm talking about Friday night, Thursday night, whenever. He knew this team was on the verge. They either on the verge of it or they didn't quit.
Mm.
You don't say that out of nowhere. You don't say that at the very least unless you're feeling it. You may not know for sure.
I didn't feel like they quit Saturday. I didn't think they were good Saturday, but I didn't feel like they quit.
No, I don't think they
quit yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't quit Saturday, but they're a dead team walking. And I think that's why LeBron and the Lakers are walking you down every time.
Yeah, no doubt. I just don't think it was quit. I think when you say they quit, you better be positive. Mm-hmm. There is no question from anyone who watched that game last night, they quit.
Mm-hmm. And like I said.
But I don't think that happened Saturday.
And like I said, who they quit on, what they quit on, I don't know. I can't speak on that. They could have quit on each other. They could have quit on the coach. Could have quit on the front office. Whatever. I don't know. I can't tell you that much detail. But I know that they checked out yesterday.
Is this fixable beyond a rebuild?
Yeah.
We're talking about quitting. Your star player's already in the articles talking about he may not requesting a trade, but that's already out there. He may leave. Teams are circling and all that.
It can be fixed. You just have to identify the crux of the problem. Mm. Like if this team, and as we've laid out, they don't have a singular problem. They have multiple problems. But where does the problem originate from? Mm-hmm. If it's Mike, then Mike has to go. If it's De'Aaron, then De'Aaron has to go. If there's a fractured relationship between a player and a coach, you've either got to correct that relationship or Mike has to go. But you have to find the origins of the problem, because the origins of the problem can't just be that the roster's not good enough. Mm-hmm. The roster isn't good enough for what we want the Sacramento Kings team to be. But they're not this freaking bad.
They missed the.
This is not a 4 games below .500 roster.
They missed the playoffs. I guess I'll play a devil's advocate here. They missed the playoffs last year, and Monty added DeMar DeRozan, but didn't really do anything else. Mm-hmm. You added Jay Crowder off the street and Doug McDermott. Whoop-de-doo. Like, why not? Like, DeMar DeRozan, I think you can say, like, you add DeMar DeRozan, great, but you needed to do other things that help fix. Like, you missed the playoffs last year, so you weren't a good team as it was.
The reason why is because you got...
And, like, I feel like getting worse are coming off a year of minimal... Like, coming off offseason with minimal changes, and you get worse, like, that's kind of, like, that happens. You probably should have made a move already, moving off the bench, moving off of Kevin Huerter instead of waiting. Like, there needed to be more other than DeMar DeRozan.
The reason why...
Draft pick would have been awesome.
Well, that's the thing, too.
The reason why is because you have, I'm just going to say, you've got De'Aaron Fox. That's why you shouldn't be worse than 5 games under .500. And not only that, you've got Domantas Sabonis. That's why. Name another, we look at those guys both as top 25 players in the league. Name another top 25 player that's 12th right now.
Oh, you can't. Which
this league is set up for the bare minimum for you to be in some type of contention.
Does it matter if your top 25 players are like the 18th and 25th best players? Fox isn't top five, and he's not going to reach that SGA status. I think we can all agree on that as far as here. Like that's not what he is. Do you pivot if you're Monty? Like you may have two top 25 guys, but it might be the 18th and 25th best guy.
Nah,
I'm just asking.
To me, it don't matter. and somebody asking for the one, and one of them dudes want to be all NBA. You think you're that talented, which I don't disagree. I agree with him. He's that talented to be an all. He's an all NBA talent.
He's not an all NBA personality.
There's that, but you're an all. You got aspirations, and you really believe that you can get, like, for instance, Mikal Bridges. Don't think he an all NBA talent. Great player, solid player. I'm not all NBA. Cam Thomas, I'm not an all NBA player. You know, that's not where I'm at. This guy, both of them, Sabonis and Fox, think they're all NBA worthy today. Ain't no way you should be 12 in any conference.
You could think it too,
but that's the thing. You're not all NBA if you're 12. You're not, because it shows that what you're doing doesn't matter.
Right. Right. Like, not you're, and tell me if this is what you're thinking too. You're not all NBA just because you won't get the votes. You're all NBA because that's not what all NBA players do.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how their teams behave. Their teams could be sorry, and they find a way. They find a way to be ninth. Come on, man.
I think you can win with De'Aaron Fox and DeMontis Sabonis, but I don't think they're like one of the, like, I don't think De'Aaron Fox can put the team, like, he's not Tatum or those guys. Like, he's not going to be there. I think you just have to accept that. You got to work around that. But I don't think he's going to be there.
And I think a lot of people think that this team had a ceiling, right? The De'Aaron Domas combination has a ceiling. I think what's jarring is none of us thought the floor was this low.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's getting lower by the day.
Yeah, it's going to keep getting worse, it feels like.
It doesn't feel like it's going to get better.
I mean, they got beat up on Saturday, and we went to, well, maybe they quit on Sunday.
Yeah, which means, like, what the hell is going to happen now? Mm. I don't know if they were off today. I don't know what today was. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. I don't know what they're doing. They got a game on Thursday.
Yeah, they're probably off today because they had a back-to-back. So, was typically, is that like, oh, we're not going to practice?
It could be. I mean, it could be. But I'm thinking also, like, Christmas Eve is a thing for people. So maybe they practice in the morning. I know there were talks with the media about, like, who would come to practice if we had it on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have Christmas Day. Are you taking Christmas Day off, too?
You might need to.
I mean, it's Christmas. Well, I don't know what I'm saying. And then you got Detroit. Mm-hmm. So you're in shambles. Off Christmas, Detroit. I need someone to convince me that Detroit's not going to kick Sacramento's ass.
Well, that's the thing. It's ugly. But this team's, because correct me if I'm wrong, De'Aaron Fox talking about this team needs to find their joy, like, as far as playing and all that. Like,
yeah, I didn't hear De'Aaron talk last night, so I didn't.
Not yesterday. I think it was over the weekend. Saturday. Yeah, oh, it was over the weekend, not yesterday. Okay. Like, the team might.
No one talked last night, as a matter of fact. No one came out to
their issues game. Might just be beyond basketball at this point. Where it's not X's and O's anymore.
Well, they ain't got no leadership. We've zeroed
not on the floor. Is that because
I feel like Mike Brown
staff.
Has talked, like, tried to talk to them and Mike stuff Brown like that? No,
Mike Brown.
We're not buying into that.
I haven't seen leadership from him. And it's easy to say that, like, when they're not winning. Like, obviously, it's more convenient to say that. But Mike Brown has never shown, to be honest, that he's a leader of men.
You can't.
That doesn't mean he's not a good coach or a good assistant or anything else like that. But when have we looked at Mike Brown and be like, this is a leader of men in his entire career?
You think Steve Kerr is a leader?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Luke Walton was not a leader?
Don't look at me like that.
I'm looking at both of you.
No, I'm being serious. No.
All right, because my question is, like, now we've hired two straight guys who can't lead a basketball team then? Whose issue is that?
The hiring process. And it could be the players.
Well, it's two separate people's issues.
I know, but, like how does that – how does
– You couldn't
have
told
me. How do we talk about the same issues 3 years on? It's literally a cycle now.
I also don't think that is
– I don't know if it's Mike Brown and Luke Walton, if it's a – players issue where they're not coachable or who. That's basically what I'm trying to get at.
I also don't know if that is, like, we talk about it as if it's super common. It might not be common to have, like, a leader of men. Like, I don't think Dave Yeager was a leader of men. And part of the time, like, I think it's how you deal with relationships is how you lead. So you may know the game. You may know what you're talking about, but can you get people to believe in you? That's kind of what we're talking about. Can you get people to blindly believe in what you're saying? And that's a separate conversation to whether or not the guy knows basketball or anything else like that. I think there comes a point when people are coached by Mike Brown, there comes a point when they're like, or they're just kind of over it. And they don't believe in him anymore. I don't know if that's what we're hearing in Sacramento.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. That's fine if that's LeBron James. Because you have one destination you have to get to. Mm-hmm. That's fine if you're Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol. You have a destination you were just at that you have to get to. Who the hell are they to not listen to Mike Brown?
I agree with you.
De'Aaron has won exactly one time in his career, and it was with Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%.
Domas is playing his best basketball as a professional basketball player under Mike Brown. Malik Monk is playing the best basketball of his career with Mike Brown. So what are we doing?
Yeah, I ain't got no answer for that because I agree with you.
I'm not saying Mike doesn't have his faults. I'm not advocating for Mike to lose his job either. And I'm not saying Mike is without his faults. But you have to, if you're Monty McNair or Wes Wilcox or whoever runs this team, you have to find the source of what your team's issue is. Mm-hmm. Because your team, DeMar DeRozan shot 7 times yesterday. Your team has a problem. You as the general manager need to pinpoint it and fix it. If fix it is some stupid ass meeting and rally, rah-rah session, fine. If it's a FU session, fine. Fix it. If it's a firing, fix it, because at some point when that 18,000 is down to 17,000, down to 16,000, now Uncle Vivek is coming. Mm-hmm. Hey, my bottom line is down, dog. I don't know if y'all saw, but the NBA valuations came out last week. My team is up like 400-something% from what I bought it as. Y'all ain't going to send that number down. I have a better return on my investment than the Milwaukee Bucks, who have Giannis Antetokounmpo and a championship. I have a better return than they did. They sold like 6 months after me. Y'all ain't going to send my franchise back to the gutter. Fix it, or I'm fixing all of you.
Mm-hmm. Simple as that. And all these guys that are on that roster, they bear responsibility for what's going on. It's not just Monty. It's not just Mike. You know, it's not just the players. It's a collective. And these guys, the problem is, here's what I think the problem is everybody else, it feels like, I'm not in there, so I don't know, but it feels like everybody else is pointing to what the problem is instead of looking in the mirror. Everybody is looking to blame somebody else for what the issue is instead of taking the time to ask yourself, am I doing everything that I can to turn this around? Maybe it is happening. I can't speak for everybody. I'm just telling you what it feels like and what it looks like. Looks like everybody got a reason as to why things can't get done, as opposed to being somebody that brings people together. And that's what I get to when I talk about a leader of men, whether it's Mike Brown, whether it's De'Aaron Fox, whether it's Domantas Sabonis. Who is going to galvanize people and bring people together as opposed to just letting people stay in their little bubbles? That's what a leader of men does. He brings people together for one common goal. And right now, they don't have somebody that brings people together. They either got people that are divisive, which I don't think they have that, but they have people who just lets people stay in their little bubble and lets everything fall apart around them.
What do you do if you don't have that person there then?
You're SOL. Expect, because when things get bad, like if things stay wherever, like you can get away with it, you got a ceiling on it, like you'll be a winning team. But what happens when things go bad? You don't have nobody to help you get out of that. So you just dig deeper into it.
Well, because that's
people
the thing.
Get deeper into their own little bubbles.
That's not an issue Monty can fix. I put a lot of heat on Monty. He can't fix that. He's not trading for a guy who's going to be the next leader of the Kings. And I wonder if you're able to overcome the personality of your best player, too. Like, De'Aaron is the best player on the Kings, no doubt. But obviously there's something lacking there as far as leadership. We've been talking about it all last week and now today.
We've been talking about De'Aaron's leadership for years.
Yeah, for years. But like, I don't know how you overcome that. This team, like I think we talked about last week, they take on his personality. Good or bad. Like that's just how.
Well, take on Domas's.
That's the thing though. Like I don't know.
Like, I've never watched Domas and wondered, like, is he into the game?
Do you think Domas is, like, on the court, he lights him up, and I'll be thinking off the court in the locker room, he comes off as a quiet guy. You think he's that guy, though?
No, I think he talks. I absolutely think Domas talks. I think De'Aaron talks, too. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you've got to talk in a way that people listen. You can't lead if no one's following. You can position yourself as a leader. You can tell the world you're a leader. But if no one's following you, you're just a person. And you have to talk to people in a way, whether you're Mike or De'Aaron or Domas or Malik or whoever. You have to talk to them in a way that people will respond to, that your team, that the people closest to you will respond to. If not, you're just talking.
And I saw something last night. Like, it's the whole thing for me is, it's what do you do when adversity hits, right? In a grand scheme of things, adversity is hitting with this team and nobody's able to do anything. Going into the game yesterday, you lost three in a row. You got Indiana coming into town. You had reached some adversity. You come out in that game, and I can't remember exactly when it was, but there was a play when maybe about three guys got on the ground, starting with De'Aaron Fox. Loose ball, De'Aaron dives on the floor to get the ball. Kings end up getting it. They pass it around, maybe get a foul. Golden 1 Center gets excited, you know, because there's a level of life shown from these guys. And that is an example of leadership with your actions. But the second Indiana started to, you know, kind of bow up and stick their chest out, it just fell apart. They whittled back away again. And that's, once again, when adversity hits, that's when the leaders are most important. Whether it's a timeout, whether it's you have a timeout, you go over everything, and then after that, you get the players together. Hey, come here, guys. Come here. This ain't happening. Sometimes it doesn't have to be this verbal outward display.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do when that doesn't, like, when you're like, no, I don't need to be that. I don't need to do all that. But it's not working. I just lead how I lead or whatever. Like, I'm not really demonstrative. I'm not really hyped up or nothing like that. All right, well, that's not working. Like, not everybody, like you said, nobody responding to that. What are you going to do? You're just going to let it die? That's what they're doing right now. They're just letting it die. I can't get over, I'm sorry I keep talking over you, but I can't get over what happened on Saturday. That stood out so much to me, that they just let LeBron come in here and stunt on him. Mm-hmm. Just stunt on him. It wasn't the fact that he played well, because LeBron is LeBron James. He's going to play well. He stomped on you guys and said, what are you going to do about it? Matter of fact, don't answer that, because I know you ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to do nothing. I ain't worried about you. I'm not worried about you, not one bit. I'm going to talk to your rookie, and your best player ain't going to stand up for him. Your second best player ain't going to stand up for him. Ain't nobody going to do nothing. Hell, to be honest with you, even if you looked at a situation where, like this way I think, maybe I'm just wrong. We talking. But if you don't want to do nothing to LeBron, and you go, and LeBron goes and talks crazy to my rookie, let Austin Reeves come down the lane and see what happens. Let him come down the lane. When Austin Reeves is picking himself up off the ground, I mean, you better tell LeBron to shut the hell up. You talking to my guy? You come down the lane, you going to feel it for him.
Or Austin Reeves just going to punch Keon in the in the groinal region.
He did. That's the moment. That was the moment when I said they need a fight, because him and Keon had just gotten a steal in the backcourt, which was really cool, right? Like, he kind of pressured up the way like a Doug Christie always wants him to do. And Anthony Davis had a lazy pass. Keon was there to pick it off, got the dunk. Everybody was excited. So Keon was like 90 feet away again. And Austin Reeves was trying to run up the court to do his part in offense. And Keon would kind of step to him. And Austin Reeves would slap his arms down. Keon put his arms right back. Mm-hmm. Slap his arms out. Put it. And they're doing this all the way up the court. And then Austin had enough, tried to push him, hit him in the groin. And there you go. You see that? Yeah. Hit him.
Good callback.
I was going to say the nuts, but, you know. He's
trying to be better.
But
be better in 2025.
It's yeah.
fine. And, get all the dams and bitches and nuts out now, and then we'll just be better next year.
And then, you know, Keon goes down. And I'm like, oh, man, he hit him in the nuts. And then I was just like, yo, they need to squabble up somewhere. At least I ain't saying like bench is clear, but man, step to that dude. Hey, chill, bro.
That didn't happen.
Nothing. They just stand around and something always happens. They just stand around and be letting stuff happen, man.
Trista Crick joins us. For the final time this year. Normally she's with us on Tuesdays, but we're not here tomorrow on Christmas Eve, so she's going to come hang out with us. We'll talk to her, and we'll see if she can solve all these problems without making a ridiculous trade when dealing with Casey. Return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, Trista Crick going to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour.
Did we ever...
You got to take these box of little bites home. I told Reese he could have them.
Reese don't need them. Ryan don't need them either.
Uncle Casey, Dad gonna eat them all.
Did we ever get a head count on how many people are here today?
No, I just assume no one. The only one who I know is here is Jonathan.
Old Aaron was here for a second. I don't know if he's still here.
Old
I saw
Aaron
him.
Was here.
No, I saw him.
I think he forgot something.
Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah, I think he forgot something.
Charlie might still be here.
Charlie was here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Complex?
Complex is not here.
It's the lights are dark back there, by the way.
That means no one's there. We're the only station on.
That's today's title.
Andy was here. Andy's still here.
Andy's probably doing some programming stuff. Complex is probably programming from if he's at home or L.A. or wherever he went.
So at this very moment, there's 5 people in the office.
The 3 of us, Jonathan, and who? Charlie?
Andy.
Andy, okay.
Should just do a roundtable with the people left in the office.
Andy loves sports. Have Andy come in and talk about
Andy,
the Kings.
Andy, big Niners fan.
He is a Niners fan, yeah.
Big Niners fan. We'll talk about them soon. Or not.
I guess.
Do you want to talk about the game?
Like, what, I don't.
I'll be with you.
You don't perk up over there. You want to talk about the game?
Somebody say football?
Well, the Niners did themselves a solid.
I don't. The draft pick stuff, I'm always of the belief if your team is what they're supposed to be, the GM will make the right pick. If that makes sense.
They're understandable.
But I get how the Niners turned out on the winning side yesterday, too.
They don't. I watched that game, and I didn't really care what happened. I just didn't want like anybody getting hurt, like any of the main guys didn't want them getting hurt. But the fact that they lost, I was watching the end of that game at the Golden 1 Center, and Brock Purdy throws that interception, and I was just like, oh, man. That was about it.
That game felt a lot like there's their season problems all in one.
11 penalties? And,
yeah, the penalties. Offensive line didn't play well.
I was in and out of that game because I was doing some shopping, and then at the Kings game. And I made it a point to watch the offense. And there was a number of different times. I think it was the opening drive or something like that. They'd start marching down the field, got a holding call, got a false start. And all of a sudden they're marching down the field and they were first and 10 at like the 35. All of a sudden it's first and 15 or second and 20 at the 47. And then you get into the red zone later.
I'm sorry to do this. Yeah. Can I ask an honest question? Both of you. Does this really matter? Do we really need to discuss this?
No.
Is it important to discuss the 49ers? and the Raiders' stupid ass behavior yesterday.
Well, that's honestly crazy. Raiders is actually important to talk about.
That was
ridiculous.
You might have just sold yourself back another 2 years, pal.
In a draft that has, that we know of, three quarterbacks maybe?
1-6. And they lost control of everything.
Mm.
And of course, AP out here like, I don't care. Of course you don't. Not your player.
What a
catastrophic win for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Man.
You're not even being overdramatic with either. Like, it's literally that. You went from Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders to, hey, maybe we can get the top safety in the draft.
This is a situation where Mark really has to be like, all right, AP, you're fired. Hey, you're coaching till the end of the year, but you're doing what I'm telling you to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The tough part for the Raiders is that's probably what the Jags were doing, and they're just better at it.
Right now.
And no one is getting that number one pick other than the Giants.
Right.
That team might not score again the rest of the year.
Right now, the Raiders saving grace is like, hopefully you're able to finish above Tennessee. But even then, because I was looking at Jacksonville, New England won't need a quarterback. I forgot who was fourth. It might have been Tennessee and another team there, but that's
what
the next
mess.
Team right
do,
there.
Do, what a disaster.
Do Jacksonville and Tennessee play each other again? I know they played once for sure.
I don't know if they
played twice. Because that might help the Raiders out. Because if they don't, Tennessee not losing. They are not winning. They going to do what they got to do.
Mason Rudolph threw three picks yesterday.
Yeah, they going to do it. All these teams now.
Tennessee's got the Jags next week.
Oh, there you go. There you go. And you probably.
And they got the Texans week, final week.
Yeah, Texans will. They'll just win. They'll just win. But. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Raiders do. They just got to hope and pray. And then maybe you can put, if you have to trade up, maybe you try to swap and put Max Crosby in a deal to get above Cleveland or something like that that's trying to get a quarterback. Wow.
And even then, what, you're giving up Max Crosby and a first as well, or?
Maybe a two and swapping you because you know you still haven't swapping a first rounder, but it's just.
I didn't mean to cut that. I'm just listening and I'm thinking about what we've done all day, and I was like, we're talking about a meaningless football game for two teams,
the
Dolphins and 49ers, and then obviously what the Raiders did. Listen,
this is not on you.
Yeah, listen,
this is not on you.
And even to a certain degree, it's not on AP either.
No.
But this is devastating for the Raiders. If anyone has seen the Giants for 5 minutes this year, especially with the mode they're in now, mm-hmm. You had it. You're not getting it back. The Giants are not going to accidentally win a football game. Mm-hmm. They're terrible. They might not score the rest of the year.
You ain't lying. You are not lying. Yeah, that was. I couldn't believe it. We were sitting up there, you know, checking the score while we were watching it. And we're like, yo, they're winning. And then I think they lost the lead. And it's like, all right, cool. We handle business. And then they fought back.
Okay. Sorry, Raider Nation.
Sorry.
Red. Also, John, Kyle, just don't play anyone anymore.
Like, no, we
just shut this thing down.
Yeah, we should have seen the last of Brock Purdy, Fred Warner, George Kittle, literally maybe the last of Debo as a 49er, Juwan Jennings, like anybody that you want to come back and help lead you next year, Deamon Lenore. Yeah, no, that's it. The season is over. Their season is over with pay.
No,
don't do nothing crazy. Like, oh, they're inactive. They don't get paid.
You think, Stacey?
That's funny. It just doesn't feel like football is the conversation people want today, especially when every team in the surrounding area is awful. Mm-hmm. Hey, but shout out Stanley and the Cowboys fans. Sorry, Zabo, that was a bad loss by the Bucks yesterday. Mm-hmm. Hey, salute Jaden. That was a hell of a win against the Eagles. Bills survived the Patriots. That's about all I got, man.
this is not for today whatsoever, but we gotta one of these days, hopefully when we get back, maybe we can set something up. We gotta talk about what Brendan Marion has done in like 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
New head coach at Sac
State. Well, we need that. He needs to come join D'Lo and KC when
sure.
we get back.
For sure. New head coach at Sac State. You know, one of the hottest young coaching prospects in all of college football is coming to Sac State with the go-go offense. One of the top UNLV is where he came from, at one of the top offenses in the country the last 2 years. And then, like, all last night, I saw, like, four young men from FBS schools hit the transfer portal to come to Sac State.
Hmm.
This is a guy at San Diego State. There's the starting wide receiver, I think, at Pitt. Wide receiver at UNLV, and where was the quarterback from Tulsa. These are all FBS schools. They hit the transfer portal. They're leaving their FBS schools to come to Sac State, who, while they have aspirations, are still FCS. That blew my mind last night. That was crazy, and that might just be the beginning. So when we get back, we're going to talk to Coach Marion, and Yeah.
Okay.
We gotta talk about what's going on. My goodness.
Did you read Sam's article on was it Friday, Saturday? Because you came in and you were at the Golden One Center and you were meeting with Rich Paul.
Oh well, I think you're a clutch. That's not what happened.
Well, you were the one who told it. Like, oh, Rich was here.
Yeah, I saw him. Just like everybody else who was there could have saw him.
Oh, that's not how I took it.
Can you fix this? Maybe bridge the gap here?
Hey, man. I didn't
get everyone in the room be Peacemaker Caraway?
I didn't even meet Rich Paul.
Mm.
I almost did.
I
talked to Rich Paul last time when he was at the... It was like right there. It was kind of a head nod. We kept it moving. When he was here for game 7. And that's why I saw him in the back. What's up? Kept it moving.
Oh, that reminds me of the time when LeBron first, maybe LeBron's third year with the Cavs or whatever. Me and I was at the Cavs game. We was walking to the back. He swears to this day, he looks over at LeBron. LeBron gives him the two kids from Cleveland just doing the head. He swears to God that happened, and I'm like, okay, pal, whatever you say.
He just recognized the Cleveland.
Did you say, I could see that brother from Cleveland right there? And why they gave that boy that African name, knowing they from Cleveland? But Sam writes the article that you know, things are getting a little tense as far as, you know, the Sacramento Kings and De'Aaron Fox, and Rich wants to know what direction they're going in. And you know, the article and even some private conversations where they're not pushing for something to happen. Mm-hmm. They want to know what's going on, but they are not pushing for something to happen. But that's right now.
Mm.
That's not tomorrow. That's not in a week. That's not in a month. That's not in the off season. This team misses the playoffs. I think Rich asked the Kings to trade De'Aaron Fox. That's an opinion. That's 100% an opinion. That's not even remotely a report.
Yeah.
That is an absolute opinion. And because obviously if they've missed the playoffs, he's missed all NBA. And while he can still make more money in Sacramento, if he can get traded somewhere else with that year left on his deal, they could assume the rights and he can make his money there.
So to I think Jesse was kind of talking about this earlier. Maybe it was, I can't remember which one brought it up. If that's the case, like, shouldn't Monty and those guys be saying, like, well, if that's – all right, Rich, if that's what you're telling us what's going on, why don't we just start the process now? Because it's not like you're like –
I'm with you.
I'm here. You know, I want to build here. Not saying he hasn't done that in the past. There comes a time where you're like, I'm done with trying to build I want to establish team. Like, I understand that. I'm not disparaging him for feeling that way. But if you're kind of on the fence and like, I'll stay here if we make the playoffs, but if not, I'll probably ask for a trade, then you're not like, not really here for like what goes on, good or bad here. Let's just see what we can do now. And mind you, I'm not necessarily asking for that, but if that's the stance, why don't we just stop with the song and dance and see what we can do now?
Because there's a chance he could still stay here, no?
But it's only contingent on, like...
It does feel like it's only contingent on All-NBA.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't...
All contingent on All-NBA instead of winning?
Yeah. Like, if they make the playoffs and he doesn't make All-NBA, you think they stay? Or he stays?
I don't know. I don't know. Because if he has a season like he did last year and he doesn't make it... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, okay. Like, so then at that point... That's a question I would ask. And obviously things can change. They can tell you anything to your face. But, all right, well, what are we doing? What do you want out of being an NBA player? Mm-hmm. If they make the playoffs and you miss all NBA, you're still thinking about leaving? Like, what do we, okay. I need to. Maybe this isn't the guy that needs to leave my franchise.
Maybe that's not
right.
True.
No. Yeah, this is
complete hypothetical.
Having a conversation. Nobody has said this, or we haven't heard this. But I'm just saying, if
that'd be pretty tough if this team made the playoffs, won a couple games in a round, even won a round or whatever. He missed on all NBA, and he still requests a trade.
Yeah, which I don't think he would. I don't think he would. I think they turned the season around. Made the playoffs, but, you know, it was too late for All-NBA. I think that would be good enough for him.